I feel like we need to talk about the warm audio elephant in the room. Quick disclaimer, if you like whatever you're using, that's all that matters. This is just a little bit of an opinion and observation, but I'm not here to trash talk like anyone's setup. All right, a little bit of context. So years ago, there was this company called Golden Age Project, and they came out with their version of a 1073. Now, 1073, very famous preamp made by Neve, but they had their Golden Age Project pre-73. And it was a way for you that if you wanted to get that Neve, like that transformer, saturation, warm, vintage sound, but you didn't have like a few thousand dollars in your back pocket to spend on preamps, because let's just be real, not anyone does, then it was a lower barrier to entry into that space. All right, this is where it gets a little bit complicated, so stay with me and I'll full circle, I promise. But back in the day, I had recorded a record with my band at the time, and we went to a big studio that had an SSL, like a 4000 series, and all this fancy like outboard gear. And we recorded using that fancy stuff, like the outboard gear. I'm pretty sure we used 1272 preamps for the overheads. Like, I was a nerd about it back then too. Like, we used like Neve API, obviously the SSL preamps, like a lot, like the best preamps in the world for this recording. And it sounded huge and really up front in the speakers. Like, it gave it like, God, I always hate saying this because it's almost cliche, but like a three-dimensional tone. And because it was recorded in this really awesome sounding room, you could actually hear the performance as if you were standing in that room, which was rad. But we ran out of money and we couldn't finish the record. We finished drums and bass. And then we were like, oh man, we need to do guitars and vocals and like some keys. And, you know, we'll just do it at the home studio. So we recorded all that stuff at the home studio. We did the best we could. And I was using my like Presonus FirePod. Not great. And we recorded, sure enough, a vocal, and it just sounded way off. And it wasn't like a terrible mic. It was a pretty decent microphone, but we were just plugging straight into the interface. And I was like, well, the microphone's what matters. So like, it should be fine. Listening back to it, it was as if I was singing karaoke or recording somebody singing karaoke to a backing track. Like, the backing track sounded awesome, but the karaoke sounded like karaoke. And I was like, why isn't this blending in with the mix? And sure enough, like, we immediately kind of realized, well, we were in this really fancy studio and it's not the room, although that helps. I think it's the preamp, because we would have recorded vocals in like a vocal booth anyways. So like, that should be fine, but like, we need a better preamp. So we gathered our pennies and we bought a Golden Age Project pre-73. And I was like, there we go. Neve-like transformer saturation, because it's about the transformer saturation, right? And sure enough, same kind of issue was popping up. It sounded better than it did just plug straight into the Presonus. Like, it had like transformer saturation, but it was still very flat, very two-dimensional. Like, it wasn't blending in with the mix for everything else that was recorded with Neve preamps and API preamps and like Grace Design, like all like these top-notch preamps. And all of a sudden, I'm like, I don't get it. Like, I just upgraded the preamp. And so I go back and I talk to the guy that I bought the preamp from. And he was like, oh, yeah, no, those are, you know, just kind of meant for character, not necessarily an increase in quality. And I was like, oh, okay. So we're back to the drawing board. And then I bought like a Universal Audio, I think it was the 710 preamp. And it's like, I lifted a blanket off of the speakers. Like, the guitar tracks that we were recording were blending right in, and not only blending in, but they sounded awesome. The vocals, even though that's not like the greatest vocal preamp ever, same deal, lifted a blanket off the speakers. Now everything was sitting in the mix where it needed to. It was really interesting how much of a game changer that was. And I was thinking about this with warm audio, because I've noticed that there's been a lot of people that are like going like, oh, I had the warm audio stuff and I really loved it. And then I bought a different preamp and I realized, oh, it sounds better than the warm audio did. Like, it was actually specifically someone who had a Trident preamp, which are not considered to be like one of those revered top level preamps, but they're really good and they're made with amazing components. And so they tried the Trident preamp and they compared it with the Neve or the Warm Audio WA73, the Neve clone that Warm Audio makes. And they were preferring the Trident in every circumstance. And they said the same thing. It's like somebody took a blanket off of my speakers. And I'm starting to think that, like, Warm Audio, I love what they do. They're essentially making really legendary gear accessible for people. But a lot of people have this misconception that it's just as good. And it's like they're told that by like influencers and audio and things like that. And it's just not true. But it's a nice introduction. And if all you want is the character of like a transformer, then yeah, Warm Audio will work great. Golden Age Project would work great. But if you're looking for the increase in quality, like that thing that's almost hard to describe how good it sounds, you've got to go up a notch from there. You got to go into the Universal Audio stuff, Grace Design, Chameleon Labs. Like Vintech Audio is maybe, for a 1073 style preamp, that might be kind of like the lowest standard that I would go with. Vintech, the 1073 that they make, is actually quite nice. So I don't know, just kind of word to the wise, because I see people that buy a ton of the Warm Audio stuff and then end up selling all of it.